USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump will be in Alabama Friday to look at tornado damage.
It's been a tragic situation, but a lot of good work is being done. We've been in constant touch with the governor and also the governor of Georgia.
At least 23 people were killed in the state, including 59-year-old Sheila Creech. She was there waiting for repairs to her Panama City Beach apartment building, which was badly damaged by Hurricane Michael. California's attorney general won't charge two Sacramento police officers who shot and killed an unarmed black man, Stephon Clark, last year.
When confronted shortly after breaking the door, Mr. Clark did not follow officers' commands.
He ran into his grandparents' backyard as they were investigating a vandalism report. Officers say they mistakenly thought Clark was approaching them with a gun, but it was a cell phone. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for your introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The nation's highest court is waving off a case concerning separation of church and state. USA's Chris Barnes has details from Washington.
Public funds being granted to churches for historic preservation, a topic the Supreme Court says it doesn't want any part of. The court has refused to hear a case out of New Jersey where that state's high court ruled last year that religious institutions are not eligible for government funds. But that would seem to go against a 2017 U.S. Supreme Court ruling when justices ruled that churches can be eligible for purely secular grant programs for things like playground renovations.
President Trump is praising FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb, who surprised a lot of people by turning in his resignation. He says he wants to spend more time with his family. He led the agency for over 2 years, tackling opioid abuse, rising drug charges, and teenage vaping. He'll be gone after about a month. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There's lots of new questions about strokes after a recent actor's death. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Tributes for actor Luke Perry continued to come in after he died days after suffering a massive stroke. Dr. Carol Brockington, director of the Mount Sinai New York Stroke Center, says strokes can happen at any age.
People think that if they're young, they're protected, right? And the thing about stroke is that most people think it only happens when you get older. But really, the reality is stroke can occur at any age. There are many different reasons, and certainly the incidence of stroke increases as you get older because the medical conditions associated with that increase. But it doesn't mean that if you're young, you can't have a stroke.
And when a young person gets a stroke, she says...
Well, you know, the brain we start off with is not the brain we end up with, right? So if you're younger, you have a really robust brain. And if it should get injured, there's a lot of swelling sometimes that mm-hmm. is associated with that and can cause further injury as time goes on. Mm. So sometimes, you know, being younger and having a stroke can cause more problems than being older.
On Capitol Hill, Ohio teenager Ethan Lindenberger told a Senate committee he decided to defy his mother last year and got vaccinations.
Skepticism and worry were taking the forefront in terms of information.
He says his mom relied too much on the internet for vaccine information. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.